Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Sparrows are easy to overlook. They are small, common, and inexpensive. In Jesus' time, two sparrows could be bought for just one penny. No one built monuments for sparrows. No one wrote headlines about them. Most people barely noticed them at all. Yet, God noticed. Jesus tells us that not one sparrow falls to the ground outside the Father's care. Then he turns to you and says, "So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." That does not mean your life will be painless. Jesus spoke these words while warning his disciples that following him would bring hardship. Some people would reject them. Some would hate them. Some would even persecute them. Still, they did not need to be afraid. Why? Because their Father saw them, knew them, and treasured them. That is true for you, too. There may be days when you feel small and forgotten. You may wonder if anyone sees what you are carrying on your heart. You may feel like your prayers are too ordinary, your problems too common, your fears too small for God to notice. But Jesus says, "Your Father knows even the hairs of your head. He knows your name. He knows your needs. He knows your weaknesses. Most of all, he knows the price paid for you. Not pennies, not silver or gold, but the holy precious blood of his Son. You are not forgotten, and you are not cheap. You are not outside your Father's care. So do not be afraid. The God who watches over sparrows is certainly watching over you." Father, when I feel small or afraid, remind me that I am precious to you through Jesus. Help me trust your care today. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.